Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly cloudy with occasional sunshine today, high near 43. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 24. Lingering clouds early on Thursday, then increasing sun, high near 40 degrees. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 23. Sunny on Friday, high near 48. Friday night, low of 25. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Laura Lockwood. Right now, 37.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House lawmakers will nominate the next House Ag Committee chair tomorrow. And sources say that the votes are there for David Scott from Georgia to be the new Ag Committee chairman. He is next in line seniority-wise and endorsed by outgoing chairman Colin Peterson. Once the 117th Congress is seated early next year, the full chamber will vote on leadership candidates. Representative Marcia Fudge of Ohio is running to be the next Secretary of Agriculture. Other Ag Secretary candidates include former North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Obama-era Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack as well. Robert Bonney, leading USDA's transition team for the Biden administration. Bonney served as Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment at the department during the Obama administration. And though there is a long, rich history of black farmers in the U.S., Farmers Union and others say systematic racism is undermining their success and wrests the majority of their land away. In order to correct those racial inequities in agriculture, Senators Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, and Kirsten Gillibrand have introduced the Justice for Black Farmers Act. That is the most comprehensive piece of food and agriculture justice legislation that has been proposed in modern American history. The National Farmers Union, which promotes efforts to remedy historical inequities and access to farm programs and other systematic barriers that hold back socially disadvantaged farmers, have endorsed the bill. It was first announced on November 19th. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Department of Transportation's Division of Aviation is working towards growing the aviation industry in the state by improving public access airports. KSN News reports that the Kansas Airport Improvement Program is set to pay for improvements at more than 130 public airports around the state.
The economics going from the airport standpoint is, you know, access as far as business-wise and items like that, then that's huge economic value to our community.
Currently, the state of Kansas produces $20.6 billion of economic impact in aviation and has over 91,000 people building airplanes spread out across the state. And this year, 32 projects were selected across the state of Kansas. In other news, Kansas may just see a white Christmas this year as the big first winter storm is set to hit the state in the next day or so.
Gotten in our pallets and pallets of ice melt that we sell out and have stocked up on our shovels and everything.
Mid-America Network News.
So you missed Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Well, Rusty Eck Ford just made those deals even better. In addition to discounts up to $14,000 off every new Ford in stock, to celebrate upcoming 2021, you can buy every new Ford with just $21 down. Get every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more with discounts up to $14,000 off MSRP. Plus, buy with just $21 out of pocket. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Black Friday deals just got better. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing to list a small middle-like fish known as the peppered chub as an endangered species and designate part of the rivers in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico as its critical habitat. The agency yesterday published the proposal in the Federal Register. The proposal says the fish, once found in each of the four states and in Colorado, is now found only in one river from New Mexico into Texas, and rivers into Kansas and Oklahoma must be allowed to protect to ensure they could be relocated if necessary to prevent extinction. And medical providers say anticipating staff shortages amid surging coronavirus cases could hit rural hospitals especially hard because smaller communities have more limited options finding providers to cover for sick workers. The Kansas Hospital Association reports that roughly 44% of the state's hospitals on Monday were anticipating staffing shortages this week amid an expected rise in COVID-19 cases following the Thanksgiving holiday. Five rural Kansas counties rank in the top 25 counties in the nation with the most new cases per capita in the past 14 days. Mid-America Network News.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends,
whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year
and the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The state has passed the grim milestone of 1,000 deaths linked to the coronavirus, and the number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 remains high in the state. Officials reported 29 new deaths on Monday to give the state 1,018 total deaths since the pandemic began. The state also reported 1,941 new cases of the virus to push the total up to 128,407 cases since the pandemic began back in March. The Nebraska State Capitol won't be hosting all of its usual holiday celebrations this year to try and prevent the spread of the virus. The annual tuba and horn concerts normally scheduled in December won't be held this year. The Capitol tree lighting ceremony has been canceled as well. Instead, the Office of the Capitol Commission said it plans to illuminate two large fir trees at the base of the Capitol's outdoor North Plaza. Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
So you missed Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Well, Rusty at Ford just made those deals even better. In addition to discounts up to $14,000 off every new Ford in stock, to celebrate upcoming 2021, you can buy every new Ford with just $21 down. Get every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more with discounts up to $14,000 off MSRP. Plus, buy with just $21 out of pocket. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Black Friday deals just got better. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with a credit for tax base. Example 2024 Expedition Utility. Stock new deal for support. MSRP 50,080. Plus, if this money does, alternative factory cash rate 9,000. Sale price 4,080. Level qualified. All Ford rebates could be. Credit sales excluded. Office expires December 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Active COVID numbers, which hit recent record highs locally, fell considerably over the past week, with Marshall County down from 151 to 91, Washington County down from 46 to 22, and Nemaha County down from 218 to 146. COVID-related death counts continue to rise, with Marshall County doubling to 10 over the past week, Washington County at 6, Nemaha County reporting 9 additional deaths over the past week, now at 24. Hospitalizations stand at 8 from Marshall, 3 in Washington, and 5 from Nemaha County. 619 gifts toward local nonprofits in the Frankfort community totaled $52,900 Tuesday during the annual Giving Day, plus any mail-in contributions. $24,000 in matching funds will be applied, bringing the grand total to well over $75,000, topping last year's number, which was nearly $75,000. The Frankfort Development Trust Grade School Restoration Project topped donations with $6,785, while the Scout Troop and Frankfort Wildcat Boosters each raised more than $5,000. Tops in number of contributions were the Wildcat Boosters with 80 and the School Restoration Project with 48. The leaderboard is posted on the Frankfort Giving Day website. Even as the first high school basketball games are set to tip off later this week, changes already announced, as the Marysville home opener with Hiawatha Thursday has been postponed due to COVID issues in Hiawatha. Hanover announcing the Centralia game next Tuesday, December 8th, will be postponed until the 22nd, with Hanover at Lynn slated for Tuesday, December 8th instead. Fans will not be allowed to attend per Kansas State High School Activities Association rulings last week. KNDY is confirming the Marysville games at Valley Heights Tuesday will be played simultaneously in the grade school and high school gymnasiums. Nemaha County Commissioners will meet in special session Wednesday afternoon, 3 p.m., to discuss the SMARC emergency relief program. James Jimbo Davis, age 67, of Marysville, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for James Jimbo Davis. Irvin E. Knowles, age 83, of Beatty, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Weary Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Mission Creek Cemetery, Rural Liberty. Weary Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Irvin Knowles. Betty Peterson, age 87, of Grandview, Missouri, formerly of Holmes City, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Thursday at 2 at the Holmes Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 1 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Peterson. Francis Steve Cahaw, age 73, of Table Rock, passed away Saturday. Services Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Weary Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment in the Table Rock Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Francis Steve Cahaw. Norma M. Hargrave, age 90, of Randolph, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Friday at 1 at the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 5 at the Anderis Fifely Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Norma Hargrave. William G. Guggenheim III, age 81, of Randolph, passed away Wednesday. A memorial service is planned Friday at 1 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home. Interment in the Fancy Creek Cemetery north of Randolph. Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for William Guggenheim III. Lester Wiese, age 84, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Cemetery at Lynn. Visitation Friday, 7 until 4 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lester Wiese. Myrtle E. Detmer, age 99, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Myrtle Detmer.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
A reminder, all locations of United Bank and Trust temporarily operating as drive-through only facilities due to COVID-19. Customers needing additional services can call to make an appointment to meet with a branch representative.
Holiday hustle have you short of time? Grab a bite or grab and go at Buy Me Barbecue. Dine in or carry out options with the full regular menu, including pulled pork, brisket, ribs, burnt ends, sausage, and their famous sides as well. Buy the plate or buy the pound. Check their daily specials and stock up on frozen meals to go too. At Buy Me Barbecue in Marysville, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly cloudy with occasional sunshine today, high near 43. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 24. Lingering clouds early on Thursday. Then increasing sun, high near 40 degrees. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 23. Sunny on Friday, high near 48. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 25. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine as we head through our weekend. As high pressure continues to dominate the area this weekend and into early next week. High of 47 on Saturday, mainly sunny. Saturday night, mainly clear, temperatures cool to a low near 26. Sunny on Sunday, high near 45. Sunday night, mainly clear, a low near 23. Sunny on Monday, high near 48. Monday night, mostly clear, low near 26, high of 55 on Tuesday, lots of sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
New masks have arrived at Reflections Hallmark. Come in today to see the new styles, which are a fitted pattern to reduce glasses fog. They come in adult and kid sizes and in both everyday and holiday prints. Reflections is also stocking sweaters and winter accessories, so you can always look sharp and stay warm. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature early December, 47. Record high in the state, 70. The average low, 24, and the record low, 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning, 7:29. Sunset this evening, 5:05.
The Check 21 Act, passed by Congress, makes checking accounts a whole lot simpler today. Every check you write will be copied onto your monthly statement in smaller form, so at a glance you can see your check traffic. Verifying your check transactions will be faster and more efficient for you and for the bank. You'll have more time to hit a few golf balls or enjoy some quality time with your kids or grandkids. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
A bright sunny day is always welcome this time of year. Unfortunately, it means a chilly night. A closer look today at the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 2nd, the 337th day of the year. Tennis player Monica Seles shares a birthday with NFL standout Aaron Rodgers, and New York's LaGuardia Airport began operations on this day in 1939. A bright gibbous moon lights up the sky tonight, and in the north and central regions of the country, an unobstructed view generally means a serious nip in the air. This time of year, clouds act like a blanket, holding the sun's radiation and warmth generated during the day. A dry continental high-pressure zone means a clear sky and a cold night. Old-timers have known it for generations, leaving us with weather proverbs like clear moon, frost soon, and cold is the night when stars shine bright. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Santa Claus is coming to town this Saturday. Escorted by the Marysville Fire Department, Santa, Mrs. Claus, Miss Merry Christmas, and even the Grinch will make a parade tour throughout the community, greeting youngsters and families beginning Saturday at 2 p.m. The Marysville Christmas Parade route is posted on the Marysville Chamber, Main Street, and the KNDY Facebook sites. This year, local merchants and businesses invite you to make 2020 a hometown Christmas. Citizens State Banks, Landall Company, Blue Valley Technologies, and Free CPA.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Jalen Wilson scored 21 of his career-high 23 points in the second half and posted his first double-double to help number 7 Kansas get past number 20 Kentucky, 65-62 in the Champions Classic. Wilson grabbed 10 rebounds as the Jayhawks won their second straight since losing to top-ranked Gonzaga in their opener. Ochai Agbaji had 17 points for Kansas. Kentucky was led by Brandon Boston Jr. and David Mintz, who each scored 12. Mintz had a chance to tie it with 5 seconds to go, but his three-pointer was off the mark, and Kansas grabbed the rebound. Left-handed Mike Miner and the Kansas City Royals have finalized an $18 million two-year deal, reuniting the 32-year-old starter with the club that helped him revive his career. Kansas City bringing in the 2019 All-Star to boost a rotation that leaned heavily on unproven youngsters in 2020. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Hall of Fame manager Tom Lasorda has been moved out of intensive care, although he remains hospitalized in Southern California. Los Angeles Dodgers spokesman Steve Brenner said yesterday that the team's 93-year-old former manager is doing rehab at the hospital in Orange County. Lasorda had been hospitalized since November 8th, although the team didn't make it public until a week later. Major League Baseball players giving $500,000 to support minor leaguers whose season was canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Major League Baseball Players Association says the money will be donated through the Major League Baseball Players Trust to More Than Baseball, a not-for-profit that benefits minor leaguers. The big league season was cut from 162 games to just 60 because of the pandemic, causing a prorated reduction in pay. Again, the final with KU and Kentucky yesterday. KU on top 65-62. The Jayhawks play Washburn tomorrow with a 7 p.m. tip. Mid-America Network Sports.
With the completion of the 2020 football season, the All-TVL teams were announced. The 11-man selections were first-team offense for Centralia, Colton Hazelkamp, Austin Holthouse, Trayton Talley, Devin Feldkamp, Ian Haverkamp, and Tyler Heenan. First-team offense for Valley Heights, Cesar Aguirre, Cade Zedek, Cameron Beardsley, Trenton LeCour, Jake Youngberg, Evan Haynes, and Jackson O'Toole. First-team defense for Centralia, Colton Hazenkamp, Tyler Heenan, Ian Haverkamp, Austin Holthouse, Ethan McNally, and Devin Feldkamp. First-team defense for Valley Heights, Cesar Aguirre, Evan Haynes, Jake Youngberg, Cameron Beardsley, and Jackson O'Toole. Second-team offense for Centralia, Presley Bowers, Kate Olberding, and second-team offense for Valley Heights, Trayton Claycamp, and Caden Parker. Second-team defense for Centralia goes to Jude Conley and Trayden Talley. Second-team defense for Valley Heights, Cade Zedek. The TVL 8-man selections for first-team offense, Isaac Detweiler of Axtell, Frankfurt's Xavier Brandt, Colin Juniman, Jacob Juniman, and Jacob Klipp of Hanover, and Drew Berman of Washington County. First-team defense goes to George Voley of Axtell, Xavier Brandt, and Aiden Gerstner of Frankfurt, Hanover's Philip Debley, Jacob Klipp and Colin Juniman, and Nathan Tice of Washington County. Second-team offense, Mitchell Bussing of Axtell, Gavin Cornielson and Aiden Gerstner of Frankfurt, Hanover's Keegan Dimmler and Philip Debley, and Coy Stom of Washington County. Second-team defense, Samuel Gross of Frankfurt, Keegan Dimmler of Hanover, and Washington County's Drew Berman. TBL 8-man honorable mention, Brandon Jones and Colby Talbot of Axtell, Caden Dollinghouse and Ethan Armstrong of Frankfurt, Blake Koenig and Tyler Bonzer of Hanover, and Trevor Grace of Washington County. Congratulations to all those who were selected to the TVL All-Football Team for 2020.
Sheared, shaped, or enjoyed for its natural beauty, the yew has long been a popular evergreen for home landscapes. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The yew's winter hardiness, dense growth habit, evergreen needle-like leaves, and diversity in available shapes has made it a favorite in zones 4 to 7. The rare native Florida yew is hardy in zones 8 and 9. You'll find yews grown as hedges, foundation plantings, topiaries, and screens. They perform best when grown in fertile, well-drained soil with sufficient moisture. You can grow them in sun or shady locations, but they must be protected from drying winds. The reddish-brown bark becomes furrowed and more obvious with age. This, along with the red fleshy fruit on female plants, adds to its ornamental appeal. The leaves, bark, and seeds are all very toxic to people and livestock, but apparently not deer, who love to dine on these plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today we say hello to our listeners on KWBW in Hutchinson, Kansas. I was recently in their hometown to visit with folks above ground and do interviews below ground. Residents know why I was 650 feet below the earth, and in a moment, the rest of you will as well. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by Dry-Shod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, but don't just take my word for it. Here's what my listeners have written to me. The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brand of boots. Another listener said, I got my husband Dry-Shod boots, and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. These boots are great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about any situation you want to throw at them. There are several styles and types, and I can attest, they're farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities, but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCray covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCray at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Myron Marcotte doesn't just work at a museum. He has lived the museum.
I've actually worked in this mine for 45 years. I'm one of the only people left that all the equipment on display in our museum, I've either operated it or seen it operate.
He's speaking of Stratica, the Kansas Underground Salt Museum in Hutchinson, Kansas. Myron worked 650 feet below ground mining salt, a good portion of which is used to treat roads in the winter.
A high volume, low margin industry, so salt sells extremely cheap. If you get $40 a ton, you're getting a lot of money. But in the wintertime, when demand is high, the miners will work 10, 12 hour days, 7 days a week for months on end.
This mine is here in part because of a man named Emerson Carey, who founded the Carey Salt Company. Myron says Mr. Carey was just a boy when his family moved here to follow his father, who was looking for work.
He and his mother walked to Kansas to meet with Dad. They stopped at Lincoln's Memorial. And his mother really wanted to teach her kids how great a man Lincoln was. And at that time, Emerson said in his own words, "Is he vowed to do as Lincoln would do."
He did build a company that cared for its employees and the community. In the process, he built a business empire.
Salt made him wealthy beyond all imagination. As far as he was concerned, we figured out when he died, he was worth $15 million in 1930 dollars.
There's much more to the story, though. And that's next time as we travel the countryside. In Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 119 acres in Marshall County, located southeast of Summerfield, selling this Saturday, December 5th, sale at 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Property includes 119 acres, more or less, 102 acres dry crop, 13 acres native grass, and 4 acres tame grass. The property is located at the intersection of 26th and Deer Trail Road, 3.5 miles south of Summerfield and a mile east of Highway 99. Sellers are Jane Kittner, Catherine Kruger, and Joseph Kittner. This land auction, 119 acres, at 26th and Deer Trail Roads, will sell at auction Saturday, December 5th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Sale conducted by Don Prell Realty and Auction. For details, go online to DonaldPrellRealtyAuction.com or contact Don Prell, Steve Prell, or Valerie Prell.
Fertilizers are the new it product for all kinds of crops. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Stay tuned for tips on how to make sure you're not buying snake oil as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live." Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Increasing number of plant fertilizer products touting microbes as the primary active ingredient are being marketed to growers. Claims are made that they'll enhance anything from crop growth to nutrient uptake. Matt Kleinhens is a professor and extension vegetable specialist at Ohio State University. He says biofertilizers, as one class of inputs, are very diverse.
Do they begin with, say, seaweed? Do they begin with a bacterium or fungus? Do they begin with a plant extract? Lots of different origins, lots of different end products, with all, though, reported or thought to enhance crop growth or production, perhaps especially under suboptimal conditions.
Oversight or regulation in the biofertilizer industry is inconsistent, and the effectiveness of many of these products is undocumented. To protect yourself, there are some key questions to ask when you're inquiring about a microbe-containing product, especially one containing microbes as the leading component.
A, what data or information can you share with me regarding the expected outcomes? B, what linkage could they establish, if any, between the components of the product and the expected or reported outcomes? Is it reasonable to assume that applying this chemical could have this reaction? What are the stepping stones to go from component A to outcome Z?
He recommends looking at research developed by a third party, if possible, and information that emphasizes on-farm outcomes over testing in much more controlled settings. Learn more about biofertilizers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Sheer Quality Furniture is supporting Project Blue Light to honor law enforcement officers who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Please place a blue light on the front porch to recognize the heroes in blue. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
Elsie Grace's gift shop is in Frankfort, Kansas. People from all over love to visit Elsie Grace's in Frankfort, Kansas. But what if you're not in Frankfort, Kansas and miss Elsie Grace's and really want to shop at Elsie Grace's? Good news! You can shop Elsie Grace's now wherever you might be. Just visit the ElsieGrace's1.com website and shop from anywhere. Hanging out in a mountain cabin? ElsieGrace's1.com. Toes in the sand on a tropical beach? ElsieGrace's1.com. At the pool? At a ball game? Dentist's office? Waiting in line? Shop all your favorite food mixes, home decor, and accessories with ElsieGrace's1.com.
Thank you.
It's something old and something new and always something different every day at the Treasure Chest in Frankfurt. Peruse the array of vintage items from a variety of vendors. Shop modern new products in stock like coffee mugs, baby items, candles, and CBD products. Take a walk down memory lane and take a piece of it home with you. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. There's always something different every day at the Treasure Chest in Frankfurt.
Project Blue Light is an event to commemorate the lives of the fallen police officers. Antiques Grocery asks everyone to show support for these heroes through the simple act of replacing outdoor lights with blue bulbs. From the friendly staff at Antiques Grocery in Clifton, the local choice, proud to support local law enforcement.
It's business as usual for American wheat growers with an industry focus on prices, the pandemic, and politics. More ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
On Wednesday, December 9th, you have an opportunity to enjoy a great country music concert and to contribute to a service that'll benefit American farmers. John Deere is teaming up with Farm Rescue to present The Farm Must Go On, a live streaming concert event on YouTube featuring performers like Dustin Lynch, Maddie and Tay, Mickey Guyton, Travis Denning, and Tyler Farr. Get details anytime at thefarmmustgoon.com. Michigan farmer Dave Milligan is president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, which has a full plate at the moment.
Trade is still an issue with us. Conservation and soil health is really on our radar. Climate change, getting the Grain Standards Act passed. There was concerns about the wheat value chain, so we've had a joint press release come out with the National Wheat Growers and the North American Millers Association and the American Bakers Association, trying to basically reassure people that we do have a safe and abundant supply of these products that's available to the consumer.
Even before the pandemic, says Milligan, the industry was focused on consumer needs.
A lot of the end users are wanting to know that their products are produced with sustainable practices. The whole issue is a broad issue with a lot of facets to it. You know, I always say sustainability, as far as I'm concerned, is when you go to the banker and you can farm another year. But, you know, financial is part of it. But we look way beyond that.
Milligan says the National Association of Wheat Growers is about a year into a new strategic plan.
We've moved very rapidly on implementing a lot of the suggestions in that plan, and we'll continue to do so. To our producers out there, we are headed in the right direction.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Wednesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. When we caught up with USDA's Rod Bain, we asked him what are some of the indicators that those are following in the ag economic sector and what they should watch out for regarding next year's economic outlook.
While there's still some areas of concern in the ag economic sector, Nathan Kaufman of the Federal Reserve Bank in Kansas City and others agree.
This outlook has been far improved from 6 months ago.
Yet, will this momentum continue going into 2021? Kaufman says some indicators to watch out for include how strong commodity prices are versus input costs.
Cash flow going into 2021, as we go through loan renewal season, there are likely to still be some challenging conversations about profitability and what that looks like in 2021.
Commodity prices will also factor into outlooks regarding exports and potential government supports and payments available to producers in 2021.
Depending on the path of commodity prices, the outlook for some of those government payments will be important in terms of determining the viability of a number of ag operations in 2021.
As Kaufman adds, economic challenges that faced the ag sector pre-pandemic and over the last few years could still factor into next year.
Now, in other ag news, U.S. farmers' sentiment weakened following the November elections. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer fell 16 points from a month earlier to a reading of 167. Although this month's reading was nearly equal to the pre-pandemic high set back in February, it was 9% lower than the reading taken just 2 weeks before the 2020 elections. On the other hand, farmers' perception of current conditions
on their farms did improve. The index of current conditions lifted by the ongoing rally in ag commodity prices rose by 9% in October to November, setting a record high for the index of 187. However, farmers have concerns about future regulation impact on agriculture, potential higher estate taxes, and reduced support for ethanol industry. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, after several delays, Mexico has now published grading standards for domestically produced beef. Dan Hallstrom is president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
The Mexican industry and government proposed originally in 2017 to establish their own beef grading standards. After multiple delays, they finally were published in the official gazette down in Mexico. While we don't have any problem with the country doing their own grading standards, our concern specifically that the USMEF and the U.S. industry have is we were worried that it could very well create confusion in that the names, the English and Spanish names, were pretty closely aligned. And we wanted to make sure that the Mexico consumers who are very familiar with U.S. beef and very familiar with our grading standards here were able to maintain our quality differentiation with the use of our grading standards in the U.S.
And Hallstrom says the concerns that USMEF had have been addressed and they're ready to move forward.
We did file comments back in 2017 trying to specifically differentiate the English names from the Spanish names, and we do feel like this was accomplished in the final rule. You have a very diverse set of consumers in Mexico, you know, from the very high end in retail and food service, high end retailers like Costco, for example, and HEB and Soriana and some others. And then you have the very low end wet market consumers as well that maybe don't differentiate it as much. And our targeted market is that high end demographic in the high end retail and food service. And we've worked many, many years, decades, in fact, to try to differentiate U.S. beef. And we just want to make sure that any changes here don't put us at a disadvantage.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson back with you to do some more reminiscing during this beginning of the last month. I'll be broadcasting agricultural news across the world.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
And let me talk about the technology that has made farm life a little bit easier during the 60 years I've been talking about it. And I get mail from city listeners quite often saying, I saw this machine, but what is it and what does it do? And the machine they were talking about was a combine. And what a difference that made in grain production across North America. I grew up on the farm in the day when we harvested corn and oats with binders. Oat binder, corn binder. We would fill the silo with a silo filler and all the other tools that made life a little bit easier for me. Because I grew up on a farm without electricity as a child, and so we would milk cows by hand. We would also spend time talking about the medication for animals and livestock when hit by illness or an unusual disease. And without the scientists and the researchers who did all the work to find the medicines and the machines to make life easier, it began to make life a lot easier when you were farming the old-fashioned way on the farm or the ranch. But thank God, farmers with whatever machinery managed to plant a crop, produce a crop, feed a crop, and do all of the things to make our life easier because their life was a little bit easier as well. And the technology we have today that does away with a lot of cultivating of the grain crops, corn particularly, and do away with the weeds so that we wouldn't have to be concerned that our yields would be cut dramatically because weeds were taking moisture and fertility and all of that made possible by the people who went to college, agricultural schools, learned how to be veterinarians, learned how to be scientists, learned how to be plant breeders, and give us a better way of producing food for people across the world. And what a change that production area has become. I remember when we ground corn and oats for livestock feed. Now we produce, as I've said often, agriculture that produces a roof over our head, food on our dinner table, and now fuel for our engines and tanks. And so it continues to impress me with the ideas that come from these young people who become the scientists and the researchers to give us the means of providing the largest, most economical, safest food supply in the world. Thank you to all of you who make this possible. That's National Farm Report, a production of Nexstar Media Group.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends,
whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year
and the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
There could be several reasons why your electric fence isn't working. Take your time and check each component to find the culprit on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
My mom owns miniature horses, and when one of them is prancing through the bean field, it usually means an issue with the electric fence. Finding the problem with the fence can be quite an exercise, but there are specific faults to look for. Jennifer Smith is the marketing manager for Pennsylvania-based ElectricFenceCo.com. She says a quick visual check will indicate if there's a broken wire, an electric wire contacting a grounded wire, or a wire and post that were knocked down by an animal. If you can't find the problem, the best thing to have in your toolbox is a fence tester.
They will hold it up against the wire, and it will determine if there is a short in it, if it's hot or cold. If it's on, it does help if the material is, of course, on. And you'll just start from one end to the next, and you'll eventually find the short.
If a metal wire is broken, there are several twisting methods for putting it back together. Polywire can be knotted, or you can just replace the entire section of bad wire. It's also possible that a broken connector clip is the culprit, and they're inexpensive to replace. Check your energizer, but if the voltage reading is good, check the ground rods.
There are a variety of ground rods and ground plates that can be used to test the stability of the fence. Your ground rod is probably 90% of the electric fence, and so it is very important to make sure that that is stable and getting enough charge to the fence.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about troubleshooting the electric fence at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sip Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And passing through the midday point, still more of the same. However, in the livestock, we are starting to see some slight rebounding through both live and feeder cattle. Feeder cattle did start to see their slight rebound a bit earlier, but January now up 37 to 142.02, March up 52 cents to 141.17. Live cattle, after a lower morning, now see December live cattle up a nickel to $110.70. February's also higher, up 57 to 113.75, though the lean hogs still sitting in the basement as December hogs down 65 at 66.32, February to 67.95, that's down 80 cents on the day. Into the grain, still a mixed day, however, for corn and wheat, some slight rebounding earlier today, now sees December Kansas City wheat up 11.5 to 549, March to 551.5, that's up 12.5 cents. Corn complex also rebounded quickly this morning, with December corn now up 4.25 to 419, March to 423.75, that's up 3 cents. Soybeans still a bit lower though. January hanging down 5.75 to 11.56 1/4. March beans to 11.58 a bushel, that's down a nickel. Soybean meal slightly lower, down 150 at 3.92. And soy oil has turned once again into the red. December down 2 points at 37.38. Cotton complex still lower as well. December cotton down 58 points at 70.01. A look at the stock markets here as we head through the midday portion. The Dow still down slightly, down 35 points at 29,780. The NASDAQ also down 10 at 12,345. However, the S&P has turned positive, just up 3 points, but still sitting at 3,664. Into the metals now, gold up $10.80 at $18.2490. Silver still a bit lower, in fact, just 1 cent down, trading at $24.03 an ounce. And finally, the dollar index is down 15 points at 91.14. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market update and all market information through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now... We want to see you.
The only station with seven decades of country music history. Classic Country, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.